Good afternoon. This is our budget public hearing, and I'd like to do the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good afternoon. It's 12:30, March 10th. It's our public hearing for budget. I guess at this point, I would ask for any to open the public hearing and call it to order. And what we were going to, or what we're going to discuss is the proposed budgets for 2022 through 2023 fiscal year. And we're going to start out with the general fund. And I asked Mike just to go through the categories quickly, if he would.
Okay, thanks, Lawrence. On the first page for the general fund, we have a summary by the departments. And the township board is 139.8, a little bit up from last year. Supervisors the same. We have election this year. That's why there's 7,000 in there. There was none last in 21-22. The assessor is up a few bucks, 81,002. The clerk is up, is at 50,600. The reason for that is there is some pay increases for the hourly help and the board of review people. Most of the hourly people. The board of review is 4,000. The treasurer, thank you for dropping the budget a little bit, Mike. In case you didn't see that.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike.
Glad you pointed that out, Mike.
What were you thinking?
$1,000 loss this year for you.
Well, I.
What a guy.
Yeah, thank you. And the old township hall, which happens to be the Hertha building, still the same at 62. The cemetery went down. We had last year we had some storm damage, and we had to use some of that money. That's why that was the expenses was higher. The government center, which is this building, is at 58,450. It's down from last year. We had some repairs that were done to this building. Then the final category is zone. I shouldn't say final. I'm sorry. Zoning is at 34.9, and the other miscellaneous is at 28,800 for 536,875, and approximately and the revenue is 536,875. So right now it's projected to be zero, and as soon as we approve the budget, this is outdated.
Okay.
I have a question.
Tentative plan.
On the government center, Mike, I've asked you this before, and I'll probably get the same answer. What part of that is reserve?
What part of the township board?
The 58,450.
For the governmental center?
Mm-hmm.
For the governmental center.
It's called replacement reserve. It's one of the line items right above the total there. If you look, are you, yeah, there's your detail.
Am I on the wrong page? Okay.
Yeah, you're on the wrong page. You got to go back to, go forward two more pages.
Yeah. And there's your details, yeah.
And the recap is the replace reserve is 16,000.
Okay. Less than we have been doing.
Yeah.
No, we've been doing 16,000.
We're doing 15, 30. But you spent it all.
My highly qualified reserve say though, I think we didn't we approve 30?
We did, but we had to have other expenditures where we moved it around a little bit.
Okay. Fine.
But as you recall, This is replacement reserve. We have reserves set aside from previous years. And then also what we are planning for this governmental center, which is like the generator. We're hoping to use some American Rescue funds towards that.
Okay, but I mean, I'm just looking at that parking lot, which is probably already totally outdated and stuff.
The parking lot money, we were getting a second COVID payment in December of $51,000. That is going to go towards the parking lot.
Okay.
That'll be in December of this year. What's left from that will be the
Generator.
Now, like I said, we got a quote for the parking lot, but they got to come back when there's no snow on the ground and actually do a, you know, a better, and who knows what the price of asphalt is going to be.
Right, exactly. And petrochemical, probably the worst time in the last 20 years to do the parking lot would be this year.
Of course.
And Ken, were you able to get another bid?
No, sir.
So I did speak with Brian, the village manager, last night, and they're interested, but they would like to see another bid. And I'd mentioned to him that I didn't think Ken could get another bid. Now, maybe there was, maybe as spring gets closer, maybe that'll happen. But, you know, if you'll keep trying, I don't know, actually, if Molon or Reith and Riley doesn't want to bid it, yeah, I don't know who else to go to.
But just to remind
Oil may stabilize too, you know, so.
Well, just to remind everybody that it's the parking lot and by the firehouse. So it's being split three, not split equally, but proportionately three ways. Fire department and the township and the village will split the rest of it for this building. So it's not just coming out of.
You didn't even get a call back from Reith and Riley, did you? But that's kind of where that's at.
Okay.
I think the village is interested. It's just they'd like another building.
Well, we're chiming in. Laura just talked to me a little bit about that. That the village talked to Kevin Lane, was the superintendent interim at DPW, and they want to talk about possibly coordinating it with Elmer's with some of the street paving projects that they got going on. We might be able to save some money there.
Sure.
If we do it as long as they're already here. So I'm just finding out about this, but I'll talk to Kevin and maybe I'll have some next week. Maybe I'll get a call from someone else.
I have a funny feeling it's going to come back to Elmer's either way.
Yeah.
Just because of, yeah.
Where the plant is, too. I mean, don't they have the closest source?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I thought Reith and Riley said one in Traverse, but I don't know for sure.
Yeah.
My understanding is they buy it all from Elmer's.
Yeah.
Do they?
They do. It all comes from them anyway. So, you know, we can burn another month waiting for another quote, but you're probably just spinning your wheels. And if the village already has Elmer's on board, then you negotiate that out. I mean, you probably have rates for the asphalt and all that anyway, so.
Right, makes sense.
Yeah, if we get the village on board, then we move forward with it.
Yeah, I think so. Not to steal all your thunder there, Mike.
Yeah.
Does a no phone call return help? Check that box. You try to go on and ask them and see.
Maybe we can email the companies and say we are looking for quotes for this. And, you know, that's sometimes not as easy to ignore as a phone call.
Well, that's what I emailed, because that's all. When you hit their website, it's contacting information.
See, I think Reith and Riley shuts down in the wintertime, is my guess. So maybe in another 30 days or so, but
okay.
Okay. Yeah, because it sounds like it may be a positive thing. We can go forward. But go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry.
I'm done.
Good.
That was the end of the general fund.
Any other discussion? We'll move down to fire and ambulance fund. I guess, Kent, is there anything in there that we need to know beyond what we talked about already?
I don't believe so. No. I'm just curious, did the ambulance stay the same?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, 5 years, I think.
Ambulance is a 5-year.
It is, okay.
Fixed. I think we're in this.
How many years are we into that?
Second year?
Second.
Second of the new one?
Second of the second 5-year contract, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they did bump us a little bit.
Yes.
But it wasn't, but they had to, the spread, they have to figure it over a five-year deal, so I think it was pretty fair. I mean, at least we can lock it in.
I don't know if you can up their rent, help cover the parking lot for their side.
I'm not sure about that.
Hey, I'm just thinking out of the box.
We ask for a contribution, maybe.
Well, there's a lot of weight. They park two cars there, right? Every 24 hours.
The Fire Memorial Fund, you've pretty much shut that down, haven't you?
Nope.
Ambulance Memorial Fund, we had.
Donations to it.
Okay.
So, it's not very big, only a couple hundred bucks, right?
Yeah.
The Sewer and OEM Fund, that's growing at least. And we do have some expenses, I know, for next year. Minor expenses on the sewer lines. Maintenance, not sure what it is yet, but I was talking with Performance Engineering and, well, we'll probably have to do a clean out for one. And then we're still waiting on the generator, which we ordered in April and we haven't received. For the Maple Harbor one, that's about all I have on that.
Is a generator in this year's budget?
It was, but obviously we're not going to have it. So.
Well, the second generator.
Yeah, the second one.
We did receive one generator.
We got one at the Sportsman's Club.
Right, I understand. But we've been waiting for the one at Maple Harbor.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. Bass Lake, anything new on?
Before we move on for the sewer, we're not going to adjust the rates again this year based on where we stand. So just wanted to say that out loud in case anybody on the sewer needs to. We raised the sewer use fee or the replacement reserve fee depending on where we're at on their monthly bills.
Yeah, I think it's still $52 something or $53.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. And that includes the maintenance or for the operation.
Part
of the debt, and then part of that goes for in the reserve fund. You'll notice that the balance, but if you were to look at the balance sheet in the reserve fund where we can't spend it unless something really breaks down in the pipe, there is approximately $100,000+ in there. Of that is reserve money.
And that's also if we have to replace part of the line.
That's correct.
To rebuild the system.
Or if a new pump station needs to, whatever.
Yeah, and actually, I know when we were going through the analysis on it, we're supposed to have probably more than that based on we need like 25 or 30% of the cost in reserve, and that's why we're trying to build that up at this point. So, I mean.
That main lift station's never been replaced, has it?
No. We've done some upgrades. Well, not upgrades. I'm sorry, I'll back up. Some replacement. We had a lightning strike out there some years ago. I can't remember how long ago, but they replaced some motors. And I think maybe even a pump then. But as Brad has said, that will be, especially if we bring in more, a point that we're going to have to address as we pick up more volume. Bass Lake Weed Control Fund at $3,500. Mike, have you got anything further on that?
No, they're still trying to reform the Lake Association so they can do something with their weed control. They're still getting their bylaws, you know, reestablished and reestablish them as a five. I don't know if they need to be a 501. Because when I came in here, this was a. The assessment was done and they just disbanded the association for some reason. But now that they're running out of money, it gets a little attention, you know, like.
Well, they have not formally.
No, they have not.
Gotten a new association.
No.
So if they form a new association, can we turn this money back over to them so that we don't have to track it?
It all depends if they want to do a special assessment. Right. If they get 50% of the owners to do a special assessment, then the township has to take the money and hold it because we'd be collecting it off their winter tax bill.
See, they can spend it, but we have to be the party that holds the money.
Okay.
I mean, and I think, Mike, they've decided not to go with the.
If they decide not to go, and, you know, there's like, I think there's 80-some parcels out there, 85. If they decide to do it where those people can pay themselves, then they can, their association will control the money, and then we're out of it.
That'd be great.
See, by doing a special assessment, we can add it to the tax bill. But if they would do it in their own association through their own association fees, they could hold the money and then spend it how they wish. They can still spend this money the way they wish, but we just have to hold it.
So if this is gone, when this is gone and they don't do another special assessment, township is done.
You can close it out?
Yeah.
Essentially, we're done now other than holding the money.
Right.
As far as, we're not collecting any new money.
Right, we're not collecting, we haven't been collecting money in years.
So, and they've got, obviously, I'm sure people have heard, they've got issues with floating lily pads, whatever you want to call it, and there's some of the folks have complained about a smell, different things, so they're trying to evaluate. I think they're working with Elk Skigamog and someone else.
Tip of the Mitt.
Tip of the Mitt. To try to get some help on that, but not sure. They weren't happy with, like I was starting to say, they weren't happy with the individuals that we'd been using for some time. So they're going to change vendors potentially or get a different evaluation. So it's kind of on, it's in their ballpark right now as far as if they're going to form association, then if they want to do a special assessment district, they'll have to do like what we're doing, the sewer district. And then once that's done, then we can collect the tax dollars for them. Anything further on Bass Lake Weed Control? We'll move on to road fund, Mike. And I haven't got any answers back on costs. I was told on the repairs that we did last year, we could keep that same cost we thought, but I haven't heard a confirmation on it after everything's changed. So I'm kind of waiting on Bert. I do have a call into him. He's been out of town, but I don't know. The roads we've chosen to do were, he'd given us some rough pricing, and I hope that's still good. But go ahead, Mike.
That's okay. So we, for next year, we put in $60,000. The last collection was this last winter. So when later on, and I believe in the meeting, we have a resolution if we want to renew the road millage for another 6 years at 0.35, which it was 6 years ago.
And what our thoughts are on that is, even with the increased costs, we believe that with the added taxable value in our area now, it might work out at that same 0.35, so we wouldn't have to raise the millage to offset the increased costs. That's what our hope is, anyways.
That doesn't have to go on the ballot?
Yes, yeah, it does.
It's got to go on the ballot. Resolution is just to put it on the ballot.
Yeah.
August.
We have to approve to put it on the ballot, which is done by resolution.
And that's going to be a 0.35.
That's caught up in what they're
yes. Anything further on road fund? Maple Harbor special assessment, $42,134.
That is going, we're starting year, I believe, 18, 19, 20. We'll be starting year five, half of the total 10-year assessment, which would hit in 22.
That's an in and out fund.
Yes.
We collect the money.
Collect the money, pay the debt. Pay the bonds.
We don't hold money in there very often, no. I mean, at all.
Okay, anything further on Maple Harbor?
Is there a reserve on that?
For what?
For Maple Harbor, no. for the infrastructure we put in.
There's our what?
A reserve. In other words, that falls under that $52 and whatever it is cents. There is a reserve going into that, right?
Well, that goes in the township sewer system.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, nothing further. Do we have any public comment? Okay, not hearing any. I'll close the public hearing. Thank you.
It's 12:50?
Yep.